where you once belong. Get back, back to where you once belong. Oh, get back, Joe. Sweet Loretta Martin thought she was a woman, but she was another. She gets it while she can.
Three kinds of good news for you from Uncle Sam. First, U.S. savings bonds have been raised to 4.25%. Second, New Freedom shares, sold in combination with E-bonds, have been raised to 5%. And third, you can now buy the combination whenever you want. No regular plan necessary. Three more good reasons to share in Freedom. How about it?
Man, those were the days. 4.25%. Now you don't even get like a penny on the... You don't even get a penny for the year. They make you pay. Like, as soon as they decided, hey, you know what? You're going to have a checking account, and guess what? You're going to get no interest, and you guys are going to pay for the checks. Why didn't everybody stand up and say no? What happened? I don't understand this world. I don't get it. I understand big business. I don't understand this world. Everybody sits and bitches and complains. Blah, 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 blah. I want my 4.25%. I just put in some bonds a couple of weeks ago. It took me 30 years. My high school bonds, they were 4%. And you know what? I wish I had had a bunch more because I'd be living life, baby. I'd be on top of the campus here at Tufts. I might have even bought Tufts University. Could be a different university now if the U.S. was still good. Anyway, Time Travel's here with you until 7 p.m. This next one is from Mel Torme. It is a lounge remake of a song from a couple of years earlier from Donovan. But right before that, it's a PSA with Sarah Beck talking about meat. That's right, meat.
I'm Sarah Beck for the U.S. Department of Agriculture with a quiz. Round steak is considered a good economy cut. True or false? True. Round steak is not quite as tender and juicy as some other cuts, but it has very little waste and can be made tender. Let the USDA quality grades be your guide to the right cooking method. For more free information, write How to Buy Meat, Agriculture Radio, Washington, D.C., 20250.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my ways. It'll take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, you'll do it in style. 'Cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I tell you right now. Any trick in the book now, baby, all I can find. Everybody is hustling just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I dig that, you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset, you remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you made your mind up forever to be mine, I tell you right now, any trick in the book can now, baby, all I can find. Superman and Green Lantern, they got nothing on me. I can make like a turtle in a dark fog, afloat in the sea. You can just sit down thinking on your velvet throne, yeah, about a rainbow, say you can have for your own. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll pick up your hands and slowly blow your little mind. 'Cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. Any trick in the book, I made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I tell you right now, I made my mind up.
We'll be right back. sweetness over me.
Pour your sweetness over me.
Time Travel here with you until 7 p.m. Wow, that's probably the coolest thing I played all day. That's the chase theme from Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? However, there's still plenty of show left. There's 42 minutes, including this one, which is a song also from Scooby-Doo, Recipe for My Love, here on Time Travel. Happy birthday to Scooby-Doo, who's 50 years old this year.
Yesterday I got to dreaming about a recipe for my love. Took all the things I was feeling, things around, there's just not enough love. I tried and tried to find out the secret for my recipe, but all of these things couldn't make up my baby and what my baby means to me.
sprinkle some happiness around it and a little bit from a song that I know. I've done a whole lot of dreaming, but it's no fun when things ain't what they're seeming. I love my baby and my baby loves me. Then why
I wish I had a Scooby snack.
Oh, all this round the world started copying my style.
Each year, approximately 400 persons drown when their automobiles plunge into the water and submerge. If this should happen to you, don't panic when you find the doors won't open. Most cars will float for a short period. This is the time to get out through a window. If you can't, move into the air pocket in the highest part of the vehicle, that part above water level. When water inside the car rises above door level, pressure equalizes, and the doors will open easily if undamaged. Exhale slowly as you exit and swim to the surface. Don't hold your breath. You may save your life if you remember. Get out a window while still afloat. Doors won't open until completely submerged. Exhale slowly as you swim to the surface.
Hello from Chappaquiddick. It's Time Travel with Chris Earle. Here with you till 7 p.m.
each time we meet and walk on by, walk on by, make believe that you don't see the tears. So just let me breathe in private. Walk on by.
As the wonderful Isaac Hayes here on Time Travel. Here with you until 7 p.m. It's 1969 today.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold like their mother, the youngest one in curls.
It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys.
Some old Brady kids. This goes out to New Hampshire. Up in New Hampshire, there's a class, and they're like, let's listen to Dusty Springfield. That's a good request. I'm like, yeah, that is a good request. So here it is for New Hampshire, Dusty Springfield.
Son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When together and we started talking. Passing Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. Yes, he was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
Richard Milhouse Nixon, do solemnly swear.
I, Richard Milhouse Nixon, do solemnly swear.
That you will faithfully execute the office.
That I will faithfully execute the office.
Of President of the United States.
Of President of the United States.
And will to the best of your ability.
And will to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
We'll be right back.
Yeah. There's the birth of every drum solo ever. The first Led Zeppelin album came out in 1969. I am here with you until 7 p.m. My name's Chris Searle. I got the Doors coming up. I got some Elvis Presley. Made a big comeback in 1969 with his Memphis record. And, of course, Jim Morrison was arrested in 1969. But also a little more Zeppelin there, because you can't just play a drum solo when you're at a Zeppelin concert. You got to get out the lighters. You got to light them up. And they were smoking. Like, you'd go into a concert back in 69 and it would just be a puddle of beer and sweat and smoke and things like that. Things of that nature. Basically, it was fun.
Man, he is asleep beneath the tree. Everything is peaceful and serene. Do you know why it is always nice and peaceful here? It is make-believe. That is why. Real worlds are different. We know. We work against real cancer in the real world. Last year, over 200,000 people were cured of cancer. Annual checkups can help save thousands more. If only the people would come. See your doctor when you think everything is nice and rosy. That is smart. Do you know why we talk to you like this? Because when we talk to you like adults, you don't listen.
How great is that? From the American Cancer Society, 1969 PSA here on Time Travel. Here's some Elvis for you.
Yes, it is now.
It's called a rubber neck and baby.
1969 Census of Agriculture?
Yes, it was on TV. Census by mail.
No census taker?
No. We fill it out when we want to.
No census taker.
It's private this way. I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it, too!
Census of Agriculture. Came by mail. I answered the questions. I'm mailing it back. I like it.
I like it, too!
1969 Census of Agriculture?
Yes, it was on TV. Census by mail.
No census taker?
No. We fill it out when we want to.
No census taker.
It's private this way. I like it.
I like it, too.
I like it, too!
All
Africa.
Listen to Time Travel with Chris Earle. We are in 1969.
Interested in computers? If you are interested in computers and want to learn more about them, the place to go is Point Park College in downtown Pittsburgh.
Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man. That's what they call me, I'm a love man. Baby, go to love man. 6 feet, 1 weight, 210. A long hair and pretty pale skin. I'm long-legged and I'm a homicide. My, baby, I wanna take you on. Cause I'm a love man. Ooh, baby, I'm a love man.
Clint Eastwood. You know, the type of parts I play require staying in pretty fair shape. Having good wind for easy breathing is most important. You know, breathing is something that most people take for granted, being it's an unconscious effort of the body. But there are thousands and thousands of people in America alone who must fight for every single breath they take. These people suffer from respiratory diseases, such as emphysema, tuberculosis, lung cancer, and many others. Our entertainment communications industry is doing something about this, principally through research and teaching of all respiratory diseases at the Will Rogers Hospital and O'Donnell Research Laboratories. Here's a picture of this beautiful place in the Adirondacks. It's owned by all the employees in every part of the entertainment world. And here are the laboratories in which the research on respiratory diseases takes place. One very valuable result is the new Will Rogers anti-tuberculosis vaccine. This has recently been field tested in a TB epidemic area in Haiti. And we're all extremely hopeful for the ultimate prevention of tuberculosis. At Will Rogers, they're also teaching young recommended medical students from many parts of the world. This'll help develop tomorrow's force of doctors to keep pace with the medical needs of our growing population. And here's the future walking towards us. You know, we in the entertainment field have been supporting this work for more than 40 years. But the job has become so big and so vital to everyone's health that we need your help now. So please be generous, huh? Thank you.
WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
Have a good night, time travelers. See you next week. Thanks for joining 1969 with me here today. I'm going to leave you with The Age of Aquarius here on Time Travel. Derek is right here. He's ready to roll. The big picture is coming up next here on WMFO Medford.